Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Jesus come to deliver you from the bondage of sin. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Put you on the road to heaven. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do to let you know Jesus come to change lives.
Amen.
Make your life brand new. We have a powerful message we've been preaching for 2 months, talking about the grace of God. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Those you're incarcerated, tell your cellmate, turn to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. The grace of God. God's grace is not there to give you an excuse so you can sin and do wrong. Then pray, ask God to forgive you, saying God is a forgiving God. That's not what God's grace is there for. God's grace is there to help you to get free from your sin so you can live right. Praise God. Amen. God gets tired of Christians all the time at the altar praying, saying, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want you to live right and get off the altar and live right. Praise God. Amen. Live right and stop. Keep on going back to the altar praying the sinner's prayer. Praise God. And live right. Amen. Praise God. Now I know I preach like thunder and lightning, because I'm a Holy Ghost filled preacher. Because I'm letting you know, God get tired of people backsliding. He get tired of hypocrites. Praise God. If you want to go to heaven, you got to be real. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God get tired of all these hypocrites out here. Glory to God. Amen. Titus 2 and 13, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
It said, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God in our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Let you know, that's what God wants. He wants to sanctify you, wash you in the blood, make you peculiar. You're not like other folk. We as holy people are not like other people. You hear me? Praise God. We don't eat like other folk. We don't dress like other people. We don't conduct ourselves like other folk, because we are holy people. Glory to God. Amen. I know we're living in 2021. Them old saints back yonder, I grew up in a strong Holy Ghost filled church. Them old saints, they was like I preach. They won't like other folk. Glory to God. They live differently from other people. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. I was young at home. I go to the grocery store. The saints, when they buy their groceries, it won't like the world. Certain things they didn't buy. Praise God. You can tell a saint of God when they make their groceries. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Because they was a peculiar people during the Christmas season. You can tell a sanctified house from a person that's a heathen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, because a sanctified person didn't put them pagan decorations up. Glory to God. If they were peculiar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God wants his children to be peculiar. Glory to God. I know we live in an age, people so educated. Educated fools. Educated. They want to leave holiness and start preaching lukewarm doctrines. Got churches done drop holiness from their title. Don't call them Christian sinners because they're not preaching like I preach. They're not preaching holiness. And God is not pleased with it. You heard me? Praise God. You leaving holiness. Amen. Trying to be like the world. Praise God. Trying to be like other folk. But God wants you to be peculiar. Glory to God. We are peculiar people. Praise God. Them sanctified folk years ago, they was peculiar. My mother was full of the Holy Ghost. She was peculiar. Praise God. Amen. Our pastor, Mama Lily, she was peculiar. Praise our God. Bishop Rufus Easter was peculiar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. That's why I know when I preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. They won't like these folks near today trying to be like the world. Praise God. Amen. That's the grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God wants you to be changed inside. Amen. Folks want to see you change. Be changed outside. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. Live holy. Live right. Praise God. What else did it say, Missionary Velvet?
These things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Amen. Let you know. These things teach. Teach these things. I know folk trying to get away from it. Praise God. But I'm going to let you know holiness is still holiness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God wants you to let lift up Jesus. Praise God. Let people know I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I gave up the world to follow Jesus. Praise God. Because I got heaven in my view. Praise God. I want to go to heaven. I know we live in the day, folk done forgot about heaven. They so full of the world. Praise God. Just talking about, as long as God bless me with a new car, bless me with a new house, bless me with a new job, I'm satisfied. Amen. But I want to let you know, I mean, I'm looking to go to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I ain't lost my view. I'm still looking to go to heaven. Praise God. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, the grace of God. The grace of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to wrap it up, Missionary Velvet. Amen. Romans 3:24. What did Paul say?
Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
We are justified freely by his grace. Let you know, the Lord wants you to repent. He wants you to turn. He wants you to get saved. Yes, he is. The Lord don't want people to die and go to hell. He wants you to be saved. That's why Jesus gives you a chance to repent. Get to the altar. Pray. Ask God to forgive you. Then move from the altar. Let the Lord sanctify you. And get up on the altar. Stop all the time playing with the devil. Time out for playing with the devil. Praise God. Then you got to go back to the altar again. Because you done got dirty. Praise God. Get back on the altar again. Because you got dirty. All the time on the altar. Praise God. I'm telling you the truth. It's time to get up off the altar. It's time to live right. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The trick of the devil to have people all the time at the altar. Just at the altar. All the time at the altar. Don't never get delivered. Just all the time at the altar. Amen. How in the world are you going to go to heaven if you all the time trying to get it? Trying to get it. Don't never get it. Just trying to get it. I'm telling you, it's time to work on your salvation. Get saved. Get sanctified. Get Holy Ghost filled. Get fire baptized so you can live right. So you can make it to heaven. Amen. Now I know I preach like thunder and lightning. Because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Glory to God. Amen. The grace of God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because I grew up among sanctified folk. You hear me? Praise God. We had some strong leaders. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Let's pray. Praise God. We're going to pick it on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. Because it's like there ain't no end to it. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, for 2 months, we've been preaching the grace of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick of their body. Lord, deliver people from the coronavirus. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know that thunder and power of the Holy Ghost go through these radio waves here on the broadcast. Lord, go into these churches. Let revival break out in there. Folks may get saved, get sanctified, get Holy Ghost filled. So be ready. Go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise Him.
While you're praising God, here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him, praise His songs. If you call on Jesus, He will answer prayer. He's a prayer answering Savior. He will answer prayer. Hallelujah. He's waiting there for you. Hallelujah. To you to come to Him and to ask Him to deliver you, and He will do just that, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer, the Ella Holmes that pray, hallelujah. You've been set free. You say, hallelujah. Thank you for giving me for my sins, hallelujah. Thank you for blessing my soul, hallelujah. Thank you for that miracle I've been waiting for, hallelujah. So keep on thanking Him and keep on praising Him, hallelujah. And don't let go, hallelujah. Throw behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. We really love you. We're not just saying that we care about you and we want what's best for you. But Jesus loves you even more, and He is the one that can solve any problem that you have. And those in the free world, think of your prayers as part of our ministry. Continue to pray what we pray for you. Remember that God loved you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, He is able to perform. Give Him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we get a green light. Going back doing what God called us to do, to go into the jails and prisons. Praise God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is strong on the Heavenbound Train website. Just click on to it, to that website, and be blessed. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus will come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.